Welcome to Nephi Amir Yushamish, your sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesachim Dafai involved in the Oizvader edition, Perek Chi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting six lines from the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara just brought the Pasuk from the story of Chizkiyo. The Pasuk said, Ki marbi sa'om rabas me'efraim u'menashe yisachar v'zvulun lo'i ta'oru. They were not tar. Ki achlu isa Pesach b'lo'i ka'kosuf. Because they ate the Pesach in the wrong way. Because they did something wrong. The Gemara now is going to bring a discussion. What exactly did they do wrong? And a different understanding of what the Gemara said before. Says the Gemara, If you have Am Yisrael Tmeim in Pesach Rishon. Now, they could do Pesach Rishon in Betuma. But should we try to postpone it by adding another month to the year, by making a Ibur year, by adding another month to Chodesh Adar, and postponing Pesach by a month? Now, in what case do you have Am Yisrael Tame? 2 weeks before Pesach, you could still do Ibur, you could still add a month. So Reb Chaim brings two things. Either the Nasi, the king, is very sick, is about to die, so they know that Am Yisrael will become Tame within the next 2 weeks. Or the Eifer Parah Aduma was finished and they won't have time to make a new Eifer, more ashes before Pesach. So the Shaila is, should we do Pesach Betuma or let's add a month to the year in order not to have Pesach come Betuma? Says the Gemara, we're quoting here the Girsah Reb Chaim. Mad de Omar, Ein Marbim Sashon of Pnei Atumo. You do not add a month in order to push Pesach. What is he learning from? Mino, from the Pasuk that we just quoted, Ki Achlus a Pesach Beleka Kosuf. They did something wrong with the Korah Pesach. What did they do? They added a month to the year. That's how he learned the Pasuk. That was the wrong thing they did. They pushed Pesach, meaning they added, it wasn't that they did Pesach, the Pesach Sheni, as the Pasuk Shah in the Pasuk, as the Gemara said earlier. They did Pesach Rishon, but they did it 1 month away, 1 month delayed, because they added a month to the year. So he's going to explain this Pasuk. So the Gemara Shehibra is Nisan Veinim Uber El Adar. The mistake they did was, not that they added a month, they should add a month, but they added it too late. They didn't add it during Chodesh Adar. They didn't, in the month of Adar, add another month to the Adar. They, once Nisan came, then they added a month, and that's a little too late to do. So the Gemara, these Mandami, they understand that if they wanted to bring the Korban Betuma, they could have brought it. Asya, it goes with according to Mandama, Kadamar of Simon Barab Zavdi. What was the problem? Why was Am Yisrael Tameh? Because Gulgaltu Shel Arnon HaYevusi Motzo Tachas HaMizbech. They found the head of Arnon HaYevusi, who used to be the one who owned the area of Beis HaMikdash, they found his skull underneath the Mizbech. And that's what they made it, made them Tameh, made all the Kriyanim Tameh. And that was a discussion, should we push it off or not? It wasn't a Tumas of a desire, as we mentioned before, because then you cannot do Pesach Betuma anyway. Only Tumas Mace is something you could bring Betuma. The Gemara continues to dash in the Pesukim in Divrei Hayomim that speaks about the story of Chizkiyo. That they took out all the Avodah Zarah that was in the time of Achaz from Beis HaMikdash and they took it out. So it says over there, it says the Pasuk says, Ksi v'yechelu b'echad l'chodesh harishon l'kadesh. They started in the first day of Chodesh Nisan to clear our Beis HaMikdash. U'b'yom shmoinu l'chodesh, and the 8th of the month they continued. And it says they cleared it out for 8 days. Ubiyom shishas l'chodesh harishon kilu. They finished after 15 days on the 16th of Nisan. Beis HaMikdash was clear from Avodah Zarah. So ask the Gemara, v'lebiyom echad yichulim levar kol Avodah Zarah shehaya sham. Why does it take 15 days to clear the Avodah Zarah of Beis HaMikdash? Ma'avidim b'nitzal mi'kazdim shechukim b'shasher. Because of the different Avodah Zarahs that were engraved in the walls of Beis HaMikdash. That took time to take away these engravements. Kedush the Gemara brings another pasuk that says over there regarding Chizkiyah. So his heart was ready to do the right thing, and the end of the pasuk is v'loy kitar sakredish, but something was missing. So explains the Gemara of Simon bar Zadi v'Shmuel bar Nachman. Ichad omer afilu also kamba b'tar sakredish lo yotzot yedei tar sakredish. Meaning he tried his best to clear a Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't do a perfect job, and some of the Zoras remained. The Chorin Olam, another one explained, Afilu kol ma'isim toivim she'aso lo yotzo yedei Taharas HaKodesh. The other one said he didn't really do enough for Taharas HaKodesh. The first Mandorma says he did, but he didn't complete the job. The second Mandorma says he did a lot of ma'isim toivim, But Taras HaKadosh is considered to be that he didn't do because whatever he did was not enough. The Gemara mentioned Chizkiyos, the Gemara says, Shisha Dvarim also Chizkiyos Melech Yehudo, Ashloisha Oidu Loi, Ashloisha Loi Du Loi. The six things he did, three things the Chachoyim agreed with, and three things they did not agree with him. What are the three that they agree with him? He cut off the snake made out of copper that Moshe Rabbeinu did because Am Yisrael started worshipping it and they agree with him. He took the bones of his father, Achaz, and he pulled it on a bed made out of ropes, which is a disgraceful way, in order to give kapara to his father who was over there with the Zoro. Chachoyim agree with him. And Gonos Tavla Shurifuris Voiduloi, he took away the book of medicine, because people would just, instead of doing tshuva, would just take the book of medicine and heal themselves, and Chachoyim agreed that was the right thing to do. Ve'ilu Shaloi Voiduloi, the following they did not agree with him. When that fine vovum with base, Kitzetz Losu Saichol Voiduloi, he took off the doors of the Beis HaMikdash to send them as bribe to Melech Asher, and Chachoyim did not agree with him. He took away the source of water from the river of Gichon. So when the goyim come to Yerushalayim, they won't have water to drink. And they didn't agree with him. And Ibrahim Nisan and Nisan v'loyduloi. And he added a month to the year, in the month of Nisan, as the Gemara said before. The Chodesh Ebor, the extra month, he didn't do an Adar, he did a Nisan, and they did not agree with him. Ketuvos the Gemara says, Hayat tzibur chetzion zovim v'chetzion tmeim. Half the tzibur is tumah zav, which they cannot do in Pesach. The other half is Tomei Meis. The same way when you have Tehoyim and you have Tmeim, and the Tmeim are not the majority, you push the Tmeim to Pesach Sheni. So here, when you have Tmeim and you have Zavim, the Zavim cannot do Pesach Rishon, they're pushed to Pesach Sheni. And whoever the Tmeim consider to be Tehoyim, they can do Pesach Rishon. And that's the gear so Reb Chaim brings, that Tmeim Oisim is a Rishon, and the Tmeim Meis do the first Pesach. The says no. The Zavim cannot bring Pesach Sheni. Because only Pesach that comes B'Taharo, whoever was Tomei, does Pesach Sheni. But if the Pesach came B'Tumo, even though it was Tumas Meis, and there were Tumas Zav, you cannot bring Pesach Sheni then that year. And when in the beginning, you have the majority of the Am Yisrael at Tor. So they're supposed to do the Pesach B'Taharo. And the minority is Tomei. After the Shechita Korban Pesach, between Shechita and the Zrika of the blood, some of the Tmeim died, and now the majority of Am Yisrael Tehoyim. Achar Miad Malach, who do you go after? Achar Shechita or Achar Zrika? You go based on Shechita, and there the majority were Tehoyim, and then minority are Tmeim. Or you go based on the Zrika, where the majority are Tmeim. In Tema Achar Shechita, you go based on Shechita, in Am Yisrael Metumo. You can't do it Betumah and Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon has to come only that the Torah will bring Pesach Rishon and the Tmeim will wait for Pesach Sheni. And Tema Chazrika, if you go with Zrika, Oisa Betumah. And you can bring Pesach Rishon Betumah because the majority are Tmeim. The Gemara says the opposite works with the opposite case. Hayat Tzibur Ruma Tmeim Umutim Torahim. The majority are Tmeim. The minority is Torah. Umei Sumin at Tmeim and Shechita Zrika. And among the Tmeim died between Shechita and Zrika, and now the majority are Tmeim. How do you go after? Achar shchito, achar zriko. You go based on shchito, based on zriko. In tema achar shchito, you go based on shchito over here, or you see betumo, because the majority between. In tema achar zriko, ain't no see betumo, but if you go based on zriko, so the majority then at Tarim, so you don't bring it betumo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Ayin Vov.